This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is warning it is ready for dialogue or standoff with the United States, warning it has given Washington enough time to change its approach to stalled nuclear talks. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul.
Kim says he feels North Korea and the United States will carry out a dialogue soon and that it will go well. North Korea has given the U.S. an end-of-year deadline for the nuclear talks. It wants Washington to provide sanctions relief and security guarantees. The U.S. says it won't relax sanctions until Kim agrees to give up his entire nuclear weapons program. North Korea has conducted 8 missile launches since early May. Trump, who wants to continue the talks, says he has no problem with the launches, noting they cannot reach the United States. Critics say that approach virtually ensures Kim will continue launching short-range missiles, which can reach all of South Korea. North Korea is prohibited from any ballistic missile activity by United Nations Security Council resolutions. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Meanwhile, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is warning that mutual trust is being damaged with South Korea's decision Thursday to scrap its military intelligence sharing agreement with Tokyo, opening a new divide in trilateral security cooperation among the U.S., Japan, and South Korea. South Korea's presidential Blue House said Thursday it is not in its national interest to continue the deal. In announcing its decision, South Korea cited Japan's recent decision to remove Seoul from its list of trusted trade partners. A UN fact-finding mission has concluded that Myanmar military intended to perpetrate genocide on ethnic Rohingya Muslims when it drove hundreds of thousands of them from the country in 2017. The report, released Thursday, also said the government has failed to meet its responsibility under the Genocide Convention to investigate and punish acts of genocide. This is VOA News. A United Nations spokesperson said Thursday that the organization is very concerned about the most recent forest fires in the Amazon. Speaking in New York, Stephane Dujarric said that all forests were essential for the health of the entire world.
We're very concerned about these fires, both, I think, for the immediate damage that they're causing, and also because sustaining forests is crucial in our fight against climate change.
Brazil's ultra-right president, Jair Bolsonaro, is accusing his French counterpart of having a colonialist mentality for saying that the Amazon wildfire should be at the top of the Group of Seven summit agenda. The United States and the Afghan Taliban have resumed peace talks in Qatar to try to conclude an agreement that would bring an end to the longest U.S. overseas military intervention. The crucial 9th round of talks in the year-long dialogue process got underway Thursday afternoon in the Qatari capital of Doha. Amid expectations, it will lead to the much-awaited peace agreement between the two adversaries. U.S. President Trump is scrapping a plan to cut billions in foreign aid. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Since taking office, the Trump administration's tried each year to slash foreign affairs spending by up to 30%, with lawmakers on both sides rejecting it each time. The president's tried again and now given up on cutting some $4 billion in aid Congress had already approved. A senior administration official says the president was looking to cut what he saw as wasteful spending. Lawmakers disagreed. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump and the other G7 leaders, again, focusing on world economies when they open their annual summit this weekend. AB correspondent Mike Rossi.
When President Donald Trump and other leaders of the world's most industrialized nations open their annual G7 summit in France this weekend, they'll be discussing the global economy at President Trump's request. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow.
We think it's high time that we had a good group discussion of the allies regarding how to promote economic growth and prosperity.
Globally, economic growth has slowed. Germany, the biggest economy in Europe, is showing economic weakness, and China, which has the world's second largest economy, is going through a pronounced slowdown. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And Hong Kong braced for an anti-government protest stress test of the airport this weekend, as weeks of sometimes violent demonstrations in the Chinese-ruled city showed no signs of letting up amid rising tensions between China and some Western nations. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Country Heat.